Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hilarious on Mater Dei Radio.
And he is the co-host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio on Monday evenings at 7:30 or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And he's our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Ken Hilarious. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, David.
Well, Brenda gave a little bit of a tease of where you're at this morning.
I had the most delightful dry rub ribs and nachos with pulled pork and pulled smoked chicken last evening at Rendezvous Restaurant in beautiful downtown Memphis, Tennessee.
Ah, oh, that sounds so good. I was going to say that's what you had for breakfast this morning. I'm like, wow, that's a heck of a breakfast.
Well, you know, it's good to start with a nice bit of protein on your plate. Yeah,
that's right. You know, it's funny you say that because earlier this week it was National Barbecue Day, and they were listing out the different types of barbecue. And so I'm probably not going to remember all of them, but it was like Kansas City barbecue, Texas barbecue, and one of them they listed was Memphis barbecue.
Yeah. Memphis is particularly known for their dry rub ribs. I'll tell you, we didn't even have to use sauce on these things. They were delicious.
Yeah.
They had a good amount of chew to them, so they weren't fall off the bone, but you knew you were actually working for something delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. We purchased two jars of their rub to try to replicate these at home when we get home.
So,
really good.
You know, I'm like you. Well, I don't know. My preference is dry rub versus, sauce. I just like it better.
Yeah, there's something that is, it's just you and the meat and maybe a little bit of sugar and paprika and garlic and pepper and salt. You know, I mean, let that pig, which had a happy life, serve you in the best possible way and so that you can enjoy his life too.
There you go. That's a great way to look at it. We're talking with Mr. Ken Hilarious, of course, co-host of Living Stones right here, Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30. Anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and our man at the University of Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana. School's done, though, right? You're done.
Yeah, we had commencement last weekend, kind of something exciting. So, you know, I work at the DeNicholas Center for Ethics and Culture, and we have 350 student fellows that we kind of form an intentional community. We do human formation with kind of extending and connecting their academic work with what they're going to do for the rest of their life. And so we graduated, 101 of our fellows graduated this past weekend, both from undergraduate and from the graduate school and professional programs like the law school and, you know, theology, master's degrees and things like that. And of those 101, we are aware of 8 who are entering seminary or pursuing religious life.
Wow.
And that's kind of one of these really delightful bits. You know, they discovered a talent and a call at the same time. They discovered their talents and did all their academic work and at the highest level, and then also were discerning their relationship with Christ and with his church, and are pursuing a vocation and to priesthood and religious life. So that's really exciting for us. So yeah, school's over, but now, you know, we've unleashed these graduates upon the world.
That's wonderful. What great news to hear that number. So congratulations on that. Well, what I wanted to talk to you this morning about, too, and we're looking at next Thursday, actually, but it is the Ascension of Our Lord next Thursday. So not quite a week away. But to me, when I talk about that or say that, just in my mind, it brings about so many images, visualizations about that term in itself. So do you kind of feel the same way about that?
Yeah, you know, the Ascension is an essential doctrine and belief about the life of Christ and about our faith. It's something that we actually recite and speak about every time we recite the creed,
mm-hmm.
right? We say that he died, that Christ was crucified, died, buried, and he ascended into heaven.
Right.
And so it's something that we kind of probably roll over because we're like, well, the resurrection is a pretty big deal. Yes, it is. But actually, the ascension represents the exaltation of Christ. It represents his full humanity being united with God, with the Godhead. And that is, for us as Christians, that is a great sign of hope. We too will be resurrected and united with God in our full humanity, which includes our bodies, right? Mm-hmm. Christ was resurrected, but you know, he came back from the dead. So did Lazarus, but Lazarus was not exalted. Lazarus was not raised to heaven. Lazarus was not ascended to heaven. We someday shall be like Christ. We will be raised to heaven. Now, Christ did it differently than we will. Christ was raised by his own power. He, as God, ascended to heaven. Our Lady, Mary, the Assumption, Mary is raised by God to himself, by God to heaven. And so that's kind of a fundamental difference. But Mary also is that sign of hope for us. We too will be united with Christ in heaven bodily. And so, yeah, the ascension is an interesting, you know, it's kind of the, in some ways, the closing of the physical life of Christ among us.
Right.
But it's also the point at which he promised his apostles. He said, don't leave Jerusalem. Stay here until I send the Holy Spirit to be with you. So, and we know that that takes place 9 days later. So on the feast of, or on the occasion of the ascension, Christ ascends to heaven, and 9 days later, the disciples gathered in the upper room with Mary at Pentecost received the gift of the Holy Spirit, that promise that Christ said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm actually going to send you the Holy Spirit to be with you, to guide you, and to give you power and courage to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. So these two feasts, Ascension and Pentecost, are intimately connected. And there's actually 9 days between them. And I know we've talked about this before, but those 9 days that the apostles spent in prayer together in Jerusalem is the beginning of what we think of as the original novena.
Mm.
Novena comes from the Latin word nine,
yeah.
Novum. So a nine days of prayer is a novena. That's what the apostles did after the ascension, until Pentecost, when they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when we pray a novena for whatever intention, we are imitating what the apostles did, and we see how that works out for them, right? They
right.
received the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that's what we pray for in our novena. We pray for a great outpouring of grace for a particular intention.
Well, and finally, too, then, I just think about the journey that we've been on since Ash Wednesday, and how we've moved through, we've moved through Lent, and then we moved into Easter, and now we head toward Pentecost, which again kind of officially ends the Easter season, and then we head back to ordinary time. So it has been a wonderful journey. Well, Ken, thank you so much for being with us, because I know you're on a journey right now. So we'll let you continue on with your journey this morning, and thank you so much for being with us, and certainly enjoy your travels.
I will indeed, and take care, and you know, as you said, Easter season is coming towards an end, but Don't lose hope. Actually, just point out, this is the joyful season of our own redemption. So God bless you all.
Absolutely. God bless you as well. Have a great weekend.
You too.